This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are back. We're broadcasting live from a tremendous Schnucks. And I'm telling you, the food has been outstanding. The chicken wings, the homemade sausage. You got to come by and buy some of this stuff. We're by the Schnucks in Lindbergh, and we're close to the Bartolino's. So we're at South Lindbergh. Come on by and say hello. Hollywood Casino is our title sponsor. And this weekend, Hollywood Casino is the St. Louis, is the host of the Heartland Poker Tour, which is a big-time poker event with lots of money on the line. Joining us is Joe Haas. Joe, thanks for being a part of the program. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Tell me about this big tournament coming up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're really excited about it. It starts March 7th, actually, so we're still advertising right now. It's going to run March 7th through 18th. We'll have three or more poker tournaments every day, ranging from $85 to play to $1,650.
How about total purse, so what you could actually win?
Well, that'll vary based on the event. The first major event, the $350 buy-in, that'll start on the 7th, but the guarantee prize pool is $100,000. The event, which starts on the 16th, you could satellite into that for as little as $90, but the prize pool guarantee is $300,000.
Holy cow. Joe, do you have to be like a really good player? What if you're just kind of a decent player and you play with your buddies once a month? I mean, are there levels for that type of poker player?
Actually, yeah, what we do is we offer the qualifiers, we call them, where you pay a little more nominal fee to participate with some other players, compete for a chance to win your seat in a more lucrative event. So a lot of the casual players, the folks who just want to test the water, they'll play in the qualifiers. If you just want to fire your bullet right away, then go ahead and buy straight into one of the featured events where the purse is a little bit bigger. So we welcome from casual players to poker enthusiasts, and we do expect we'll have folks from all over that range from all across the country.
And how about people that want to just watch it? I mean, it's been on TV over the years. I would think some folks just get a big thrill out of seeing people throwing that kind of money around.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's always spectators at an event like this. And actually, our final table will have some production to it. We'll be streaming it. We're real excited to have the production crew come in on about the 17th or 18th of March and set up some lights and cameras, and we'll see how it goes.
And finally, if somebody wants to be a part of this great event coming up on March 7th through the 18th, how do they do it?
Well, they're going to swing by Hollywood Casino St. Louis. They'll need to get a player's card, be it my choice card or my Key Rewards card. They'll swing by the cashier cage on the casino floor. They need to be at least 21 and eligible to participate. They register at the cage, and the tournament personnel will direct them to their table when the event's about to start. Otherwise, they just need to come in, be ready to have a good time, interact with our staff, and just be a part of the larger poker culture, both here in St. Louis and across the country.
Great stuff, Joe. We'll be talking about this from now to this tournament's over. Thank you so much for your time today, sir.
Thanks, Frank, and thanks for having me on. Hope everybody has a warm and lucky weekend.
You got it. Thank you, sir. All right. Martin, TMZ is reporting that the services at the massage parlor frequented by Bob Kraft go for $59 to $79 an hour. I guess Bob had cap issues, according to one of our texters.
I do think this is just the beginning of that story. I think there's going to be a few more names. I mean, maybe not, but I would assume Bob Kraft, you know, somebody knew about it in the sports world or mentioned it. I just find it hard to believe he'll be the only notable name on there.
But I wonder if he's the first. I mean, look, there's a lot of shady and seedy owners out there. Jerry Jones, probably. He's had some issues in the past. I wonder if this is the first time, though, we've had an owner in a major professional sport be busted for, you know, a prostitution or a massage parlor thing.
Oh, that's a great question. Let's see. Hoff, you want to Google prostitution NFL.
I want Schnucks public Wi-Fi. They'll appreciate that.
Brian can't actually right now because his fingers are all greasy because he's having some
good food.
Very good chicken wings.
Loaded up on the chicken wings. You were thinking at home, he's probably looking up material for the baseball show at 1 o'clock, so he's not really locked in on this football story right now. But, no, it's not that either. I mean, Mark Cuban got in trouble because of the guy in his building.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Right,
him.
I'm trying to think of a lot of owners who, you know, Jerry Jones had accusations of him being, you know, allegedly pervert-esque, I guess I would say, right? Who are some owners? There's a lot of owners who've had legal problems, but
like Jimmy Haslam's involved now in that weird trucking thing. He's being federally investigated. The Browns owner.
He's the Flying J.
Yes.
Truck stops.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Larry the Cam Girl has just sent a photo in of Robert Kraft's prostitute, and it's Tom Brady in a blonde wig.
How does this happen? Who are these people that have time to immediately turn that around?
Yeah, how could they do that? That's amazing.
It's a very creepy picture.
I can barely tweet out and text, and this guy just made Tom Brady a relatively attractive female.
All right, we did five for Dan. How about five for Frank?
Marshot, but she just was a racist and a Nazi sympathizer, right?
Yeah, just.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a disgraced owner. That's fair. That's a good thought in terms of owners fall from grace. You know what's going to happen in New England? The Boston fan will be, all right, Bob, where to go, Bob? Yeah. I don't think his fan base is going to be too upset. You'll probably get a statement from the league, and you know Goodell loves this because Goodell and the Patriots hate each other.
Ryan B., Cutting Edge. Remember this? The Gold Club in Atlanta had a similar scandal that involved athletes and celebrities
about
20 years ago.
Who were the players on the lake?
Oh, the boat, the party boat.
Yeah, there was an issue there, I
remember. Oh, Fred, who's the kid from Vanderbilt that was Fred Smoot, maybe?
Yes.
Fred I don't know Smoot. Why I remember that.
There is a quote from that Atlanta scandal, and it surrounded Patrick Ewing. And I'm going to get to it in just a moment.
The Gold Club scandal in Atlanta. That's a good call. There was sort of a St. Louis thing that had some names on it, too, back in the day.
Oh, that's right. In Clayton, right?
Yeah. I don't want to get too specific. We know some of the people. We're friends with some of the people. Anyway, five for Frank.
Got the wrong ring.
Number one question for you, Frank. You are the Boston Bruins. Are you really sending Trent Frederick down now?
Is
Boston's
it official?
Here. Well, I know Strick said that was happening. The Bruins are in St. Louis tomorrow.
I saw Mrs. Frederick last night, or two nights ago, at the DeSmet game. Her son plays on the JV team. And I said, hey, we're thinking about doing something. She goes, I don't know. We're not certain.
Oh,
so,
man.
They did pick up a player. So, yeah. There's no – it's not on the transaction wire yet, correct?
I have not checked the I haven't checked the NHL transactions yet today. I was going to get to that a little later. But, no, that would be – so cool, wouldn't it? I mean, Boston only comes here once a year, and he's on the team. They're playing. I realize they're a hockey team. You know, it's not charity. That was the guy that Mike Martz got sideways with. He's a fifth round. Jeremetrius Butler. He went up to Martz's office. Jim Thomas would remember this story. And he hadn't played a whole lot, and he was one of those guys could be inactive on a given game. And he went up to Mike Martz's office on, like, a Thursday and said, hey, am I going to play this week or what? Because my parents were going to come into town. And Martz said to him, like, this isn't homecoming. We're not hosting, you know.
Yeah.
We're trying to win games here. Well, this doesn't matter whether your parents are coming or not. So there is that side of it. I get it. It's just kind of a bummer.
It's eerily similar to what happened with Bob Keppel with the Kansas City
Royals. You still
hate
the Royals, don't you, for that?
It wasn't Buddy Bell.
I think it was Buddy Bell. And I think he actually arrived with them on Friday at Busch, and they sent him home.
I had talked to Bob on Thursday. We were supposed to meet in the clubhouse at like 3:30. I'd already picked out the music for the feature, and then they sent him down.
Oh.
And the music for the feature, by the way, is a great Christian song. You may have heard of it. I can only imagine what it'll feel like.
Boy, you should have used it. Can only imagine getting the news.
Yeah.
The story just took a turn. All right, you are Zion Williamson, Frank. Will you come back and play this year?
Yes, because it's a strain. I didn't have a collision. I could have that same type of thing happen when I'm working out to get ready for the NBA draft. If I get 100% approval by the best doctors in the country that I'm going to be okay, I want to play with my three All-American teammates and win a national championship and make this the most memorable year of my lifetime.
And what if an agent says, don't do it, don't do it? You're still doing it, aren't you?
Yeah, as long as I get medical clearance. Yeah.
He's also a big, strong guy. I mean, he doesn't look like a guy who's going to fall apart. I mean, I realize the knee is different.
Well, sometimes at 275 pounds, that's
a lot of torque on there.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for him to go pro so we can find out what his shoe deal is. Speaking of Paul George, match game. Frank, this used to be your thing at WLEX.
Yes.
Can I sell you a Dexter Fowler, Paul George? Can you call that up, Hoff, a little side by
side? Oh, yeah. I'm looking at him right now in my head. Yeah.
That's a pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Has not been said before.
I don't think it's as good as Derek Gould and Mike Schilt with glasses when they both have them on.
Gould and Mike Schilt. Yeah. Who's offended?
Like to say, but I'm not going to offend that person.
No, I think that's...
We'll take your phone calls. Who should be offended?
That's a fair question, isn't it? No, it's not me because...
How is that a fair question?
No,
ask Mike Schilt that post-game after a win. No. See what he says.
You could, Dexter or Paul might say... they would say, I'm offended. I'm saying whenever you do a match game, it's not about Derek or Mike Schilt. I'm saying...
Well, Dexter and Paul George, nobody should be offended. They're both handsome guys, the prime
of
their
careers.
Same
with Mike and Derek. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, that's right.
Mike's going to learn to hate the media like Matheny did now.
Years ago, I said Charlie Marlowe, Trevor Rosenthal. And Frank said, ooh, I don't think Trevor will appreciate that.
Did I really say that?
Yes.
I've always said that Charlie's like the best-looking guy in television.
And I'm
he ranked you last for spring training coverage.
Yeah,
you were
yeah,
nice
that,
to him.
Chuck. I know.
I think he put his dog ahead of his wife with people he missed. So he was at the airport.
Let me tell you something, the dog doesn't give you any grief.
He was probably at the airport bar. The tweets were coming out. Paul George, Dexter Fowler. Has anybody said that before? Isn't that strong, Chuck? Dexter Fowler, Paul George, look alike. Ooh.
It's not.
Wow.
I mean, it's good. It's not great.
Is it as good as Mike Schilt and Derek Gould?
Yeah, and especially when Derek grows out his hair, doesn't have the shaved cut. And they both have the glasses on.
How about next time?
You put a ball cap on Derek.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the next time we have Derek, can you wear this? He's like, well, I don't like a flat brim. No. And I need you to pull it. What are you guys doing? Can you pull that all the way down, sort of right at your eyebrow level?
Sounds Ramsey-esque.
And if you don't mind, would you wear this baseball uniform? Derek's like, what are you weirdos doing? All right, Frank, you are Ashley Lincoln. You're a reporter for KMOV. You're outside the Blues game doing your report the other night. And some Yahoo walks up and does the typical, yeah, let's go Blues. How did you know to just kind of turn and give him a shove? Have you seen the video?
She actually gave him a shove?
Yeah, a slight shove.
It was kind of about get out of here.
But she held her own very well.
Did she kind of keep a smile on?
She didn't pause.
No, she was all business, I would say. But she turns and just kind of pushes him aside like, that'll be enough of that. It was all
good work
very well handled.
Nice.
I had not heard of Ashley Lincoln. But when we get our ratings, those social media ratings, Charlie will put a picture of his cute daughter in it, and all of a sudden he's near the top. Frank will have some good hard sports take. He's near the top. And then the other day, this Ashley Lincoln is in the top five. I said, what did she, broke a story or something?
How do I get these rankings? I kind of want
to. What's it called, Charlie, again?
The Share Rocket.
Share Rocket.
It's weirder than the net rating. It's more of a mystery than
But it
QB
combines
rating.
Everything.
Right. Your social media impact. And all of a sudden, her name was on there a couple days in a row. And I said, what did she, break a huge story? And it's basically the video. And I'm thinking all the times you and I have been Frank, wait up. That we should have just turned and just given him the shove.
The one time when we were in Tennessee, remember the preseason game right after the Rams beat the Titans in the Super Bowl?
We were
in Tennessee the next year, and I think it was the day that
Isaac signed his contract.
Yeah, and we were doing a live shot, and I was being harassed because Tennessee won that game, remember? Hey, you suck.
Super Bowl 34, and it was a total Fisher move. They treated it like the Super Bowl and beat up the Rams because they had lost the Super Bowl 6 months
and
earlier.
And they drove by, and they were harassing me while I was live, and I said, hey, how'd you do in the Super Bowl? Martin's really petty.
You're yelling back at him.
Martin's going to pull a Justice Smollett and start hiring people to disrupt him during a sports cast so we can start pushing him out of the way.
And then I turn around. Then you look back at the take, and I'm looking around. Nobody's there. And hold on, one more thing before I – toss it back to you guys. The Blues are going to play again. I'm waiting. And then, hold on, here comes somebody. That's a great idea. I like that. Contract year.
To do it.
Hey, you mentioned Jeff Fisher. I got a text last night that said that Fisher is a candidate for the XFL St. Louis coaching position. Now, in the history of bad ideas, that may be the worst.
There's no way. There's no way. If they have a pulse at all. We were joking yesterday because Bob Stoops was the first hire for the XFL, big name. And then yesterday was Pep. Was it Hamilton?
Yeah.
Got the Washington job. Yeah. I think. And I, God bless him, probably a good coach, but it's not on par with Stoops. I heard Fisher's in the mix in the XFL.
Not here.
You can't do it here. The name I heard here was Jonathan Hayes. I think he was a Wisconsin assistant.
I texted Hazlitt yesterday, did not get a response. And I called Mr. Ryan, Rex Ryan's brother, attorney, Jim Ryan. And I asked him, because Rex's name was on there. He says,
that would be fun.
He goes, he would be fun, but he says, I don't think he'd go to the XFL.
I don't know. They're paying these guys $500,000 for 10 games.
Are they really?
That's what I had read. The PR guy was going to get like 180 or something.
Apply for that.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
We'll be calling up Martin for a – I'll get the job.
Sorry, no. Hey, guys aren't talking today, okay? And then Frank's – but now I'm going to need something in writing. Wouldn't you like to do it just for turn the tables?
I just want to yell in the middle of a press conference. Last question.
Two more questions, guys. All right, last question. Is there a person you have been mistaken for more than others? Did you see that Tim Kirkjian tweeted out?
Stallone.
How
Frank Stallone?
That's very good. That's
Tim Kirkjian tweeted out that he was walking in one of these spring training sites, and the older guard, there's always an old guard at these spring training, and the guy said, no, don't get out your credential. I watch you every day. I listen to you every day. I'm a huge fan of your work, Peter. And he let him walk through.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess he was thinking of Peter. They don't look at all alike, but he was thinking of Peter Gammons.
Oh, we all get – somebody called me Zipper Zeppa, Trey Wingo, anybody.
It doesn't even make sense,
yeah,
right?
No. Not at all.
I get a little bit of Doug Vaughn.
Sometimes less week.
Yeah. Charlie and Rocky have been mixed up a few times. Anthony Bonner.
Bonner said to
Look
Doug
at Chuck,
Vaughn.
Broadcast traditional. That, you know, guy is coming up here and just like talking without a microphone.
No, it's good.
Chuck Marlowe chiming in.
Yeah, because Bonner said to Doug Vaughn, man, how old are you? I was watching you when I was 14 years old. And Bonner is 50 now, by the way.
That's about right.
All right, a couple of quick
things.
Well,
I suppose I'm old.
Yeah. Maryville University, one of our great sponsors. Each new student is assigned a life coach who's a knowledgeable resource for academic advising and mentoring and campus networking. Go to maryville.edu for more information. Before we end, I was telling you about that Patrick Ewing Gold Club Atlanta scandal. Patrick Ewing was involved with former Braves center fielder Andrew Jones, who had this famous quote. Andrew Jones said he arrived at the hotel room to find two women, quote, doing lesbian action.
Action.
Action. Quote. Jones testified he was with two women later that night. All right.
Someone texting in, Donald Sterling apparently used to bring in ladies of the night to the owner's box during Clippers games.
During games?
In addition to his later scandal.
Yes.
Well, Frank, next hour, we're going to clean it up a little bit, okay? We are not going to let the coveted hour be brought down by this sullied talk. And then we'll really clean up for the baseball show. But we're live here at Lindbergh and Tesson Ferry. This is one of the Schnucks 19. Used to be a Shop and Save. They've converted it now. Great. Look at this. You could get Captain Crunch and Crunch Berries. You could buy one, get one free. $4 will get you two.
Who doesn't like Captain Crunch?
Usually Charlie reads the signs. I'm looking over here like,
oh, it's cupcakes. $4, buy one, get one.
It's a great deal. I'm going to load up the cart. All right, coveted hour. Midday Grind is next.